Paul from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Here's Mail Call, one big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear. In answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. With this mail call, we salute the brave and intrepid men of the amphibs, wherever they may be amphibing. And leading off that salute tonight is the man who's so well known that all I need to say is, it's Bing!
Thank you, Don Wilson. Thank you very much. And men, it's indeed a privilege to pay our respects to the gallant men of the amphibious forces. There's no use just standing here. I guess I'd better touch off the first musical landing barge with Johnny Mercer's I Send You Where the Buzzard Is. Universal now, a lovely little thing, shy, demure, and very bashful. Here she is, Peggy Ryan.
Hiya, Blubber. What do you hear from the whales?
Oh, my.
Yuck.
And I peg Peggy as the bashful type.
Oh, a bashful? Never heard of it. What does it mean?
Well, that's when a girl sits at home and waits for the right boy to come along.
Not me. I'd rather go out and set a bear trap to thank Sinatra.
who did you say that? This?
Thank Sinatra.
Oh, you mean the thin umbriago, huh? That's funny.
Now, Bing, don't tell me you're jealous.
Oh, no.
Well, Frankie's a fine singer.
Oh, he is.
And he's going to go places,
too. I wish he'd hurry up and go.
I wouldn't worry, Bing. There are plenty of girls who like older men.
But they're all older girls. Now, Peggy, the modern-day girls just don't interest me anymore. Where are the girls that I used to know?
Yeah, Barbara Fitchie, Betsy Ross.
May I ask who gave you that line?
Bob Hope.
Old bagel beak got to you, huh? Peggy, you may not know this, but this whole program is dedicated to our amphibious forces.
Yeah, I know, Bing.
In fact, the amphibs in the Pacific area have paid you a signal honor.
Huh?
They want you to be the sweetheart of every guy in their task force.
You know something?
What?
I think I got the force for that task.
Thank you,
Peggy Ryan, thank you very much. The next item of interest in our letter to GIs can be summed up in three words: Patty, Laverne, and Maxine. Of course, if you're still in doubt, those glamorous appendages are the first names of your favorite all-girl singing group, the Andrews Sisters. They come in. Well, girls, what's new?
Well, Bill, we've got a swell arrangement of Down in the Valley. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, but Dad, play it right in there.
Down in the valley, valley so low, late in the evening, hear that train blow.
Remember that platter we knocked out a little bit ago for called Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun that day recording it.
Well, the Amphib boys have kind of taken a shine to that little thing. You think we could knock it?
Well, Dingo, what are we waiting for? Let's give them all a second helping.
That's what I had in mind, Maestro, would you?
I got a gal who's always late. Anytime I catch up a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her.
She's gonna walk up to my gate and see if he can get it straight,
for she wants it.
Is you or is you ain't my
baby. Maybe baby's found somebody new. Oh, is my baby still my baby too?
Baby, 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 boy, the way you're acting lately makes me doubt.
See how? Who's been cutting me?
You, you're my baby, baby, baby. Baby boy, seems more plain in your heart
than
gone out.
Oh, but a woman is a creature that has always been a friend. Just when you're sure of one you find, she's gone, made a change, took the change.
If you hear my baby, maybe, find somebody new.
Maybe, baby, found somebody new. Our next guest on Mail Call is a young man with a mission. This mission is to heckle Jimmy Durante on their radio show every week. I give you the whimsical, tongue-in-cheek iconoclast, Gary Moore.
Thank you. Hello, fellas, and hi, Bing.
Hello, Gary.
Say, tell me.
Hmm?
Mind if I ask you a personal question?
Not at all.
What is that growing on your head there? Is that a mess of steel wool or something?
Look, my dear boy, and I use the word boy in the past tense.
Hello.
You will look closer, you'll see that is my hair.
Yeah,
you see, the fellow who cuts my hair is a GI barber who just got out of the army, and he insists that everything has to go through channels.
Channels?
Mm-hmm.
Channels I can understand, but grooves yet. What's that?
Back up. You know, I've always had trouble with my hair, Bing. You see, when I was born, my head came to a point. It wasn't very much of a point, of course, but it came in very handy when my mother wanted to squeeze oranges. Wilson, don't laugh too soon.
Well, at least your childhood was full of vitamins.
Oh, yes. Yes, and Miss Abstube.
I'll
never forget one night I fell out of my crib head first. The drop of some 4 feet.
Did your mother pick you up?
How could she? I was stuck in the floor like a hatchet.
Very interesting, Gary. Mm-hmm. Right now, I notice that your head is fairly normal.
Thank you.
What happened to your point?
Oh, I got rid of it very suddenly. My mother tried everything, massage, meat-slicking machines, but nothing worked. Then one day, she got an inspiration. She wrapped me up in a dirty sheet and sent me to the laundry. And that did it.
No more points.
No. You see, the laundry only did flat work.
Gary, this here mail call is dedicated to the amphibian.
Mm-hmm.
Does that strike a responsive chord in the Moore esophagus?
Hmm? If you don't mind, Bane, we'll leave my sister out of this.
How about doing one of your special songs in honor of the occasion?
All right, Bane. Here's a little number called If You Were the Only Girl in the World, You Wouldn't Be a Child of Bing.
That's it.
Right, sir?
If you were the only girl in the world, you passionately, noble Muckle Stone.
Loves you, did I say, why I worship the very ground beneath your feet. Both acres of it. I shall never forget, the night we met, my darling. It was spring and the snapdragons were snapping. The petunias were petuning. The Belgian lilies were blooming. And there you stood, my darling. There you stood with your tray in your hand. You were a car hop at the drive-in hamburger stand. In fact, you were the head car hop. Hophead Mucklestone, they called you. And I looked at you, darling. I looked at you with your hazel eyes, your almond skin, your chestnut hair. You were the nut. And as you drew closer, darling, as you drew closer, I could see your lips, those lovely lips, like twin inner tubes deflated. Ah, darling. Darling, when I smiled at you, your eyes lit up. You carried the battery in your snood. Ah, yes, there's no doubt about it. You were a sight, my pigeon, to behold. To be pigeonholed. I was a poor unemployed vagabond then. I had trained all my life to be a window dresser in a department store. But I quit because I was disappointed in the job. You know, those girls aren't real. But anyway. But anyway, darling, I loved you and I spoke to you, my angel. My voice just reeking with love, emotion, and beer. And I asked you to be mine, and you said no. So I swept you with a nibble. It was beautiful in jail that summer. The smiles growing down the north side of the warden, and honeysuckle twined round the heart sheet. We could have been so happy together, but then it happened. I was paroled, and we were sitting in the park. I don't know which one of us noticed at first that faint touch of breeze in the fetid summer air, but gradually it became stronger. The trees, so long in stillness, began to bend and shake in the grip of the wind. In the far-off sky, we saw it coming like a thing alive. And then a stranger shot in.
Coronado! Coronado! Run for your lives!
Coronado! Coronado, my darling! Run for the building, darling! No, no! Don't stay on the tree, Melba! Melba, the tree! The tree! Ah!
If you want the only girl in the world, and I were the only boy.
A glance at my program notes indicates a touch of groaning is scheduled right in through here somewhere, so with the help of the AFRS Orchestra, with your kind indulgence, I should like to take a few cuts at the day after forever. Pleasure to introduce our next mail call guest, a gal who lent her singing talent to a picture in which we both appeared. Picture called Going My Way. Here she is, the famous Metropolitan Opera star, Risa Stevens.
The
Lisa, it's very nice to welcome you to the mail call, Steve.
Steve?
Steve, well, frankly, I'm not too sure of the pronunciation of that front handle of yours.
Yeah, people do have difficulty with my first name, but it's very easy, Bing. It's Lisa, as in Norwegian.
Believe me, I always used to say rise, as in yeast cake.
Oh. Bing, I'm surprised at you.
Why?
Well, you're supposed to be somewhat of a linguist. You just returned from a trip through France, and don't you speak any French at all?
Well, I parlay around a little with the booze. I could order me scoffing when I was cornered, grab a bench in a French restaurant, call the waiter over and say, excusez-moi, garçon, je voudrais mon sapon avec du sucre de bain, s'il vous plaît.
That's fine, Bing. But in French, that means I am a man without fear. I am afraid of nothing.
But that's why they always bought me a plate of hash, huh?
Say, speaking of names, what about yourself?
What do you mean?
Well, I heard that when you did the shortwave broadcast of the Rice, you became known as Der Bingel.
Yeah, they hausenpfeffered my handle up somewhat. Der Bingel guy.
And did you see him? Did you see him go right into Germany?
Oh, a secret weapon. You see, yeah. I love talking to you here at the microphone, but I'm sure the boys would much rather hear you sing.
Yeah, I'd love to be.
How about giving the light burst to that thing that Frere Bizet whipped up for Carmen?
Oh, you mean the famous habanero?
That's it. She had licked at it.
Mm-hmm.
Covered most of your requests so far, men, but so many of you have asked for the Andrews Sisters singing Lullaby of Broadway that it makes it almost a must. How about it, gals? Do you think you could lay a light lullaby upon us?
Oh, definitely, Bingo. And I hope all you fellows who wrote in for it, I hope you like it.
Thank you.
Lullaby of Broadway. toy train. The rat loves the taxi. And after the deal to Hannah on tank. And Angelo's and Maxie's way. And a Broadway baby says goodnight. It's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight. Until the dawn.
As we come to the close of this mail call, the old cheese salesman here finds himself in a bit of a spot. I'm supposed to say a few words about the amphibs, but they just aren't enough of the right kind to pay them the tribute that they deserve. We all know that the amphibs are the Joes that take you fellas into the beaches. They're the babies who catch it from those big berthers and mortars on shore. Now, I know because I talked to some of them who went through it and getting into Normandy, but how does a fella talk about that kind of stuff? I think the amphib's own song tells more about them than I ever could. So what do you say, sportsman? Let's do the amphibious battle hymn. We're going in. If the nets let go, we're going in. There's a beach out there in the dawn somewhere, and a man tries fight to win.
Hi! If the nets let go, we're going in.
This is it, amphibs, we're on our way. Hold her straight and true, for it's up to you when we hit that beach today.
Hi! This is it, amphibs, we're on our way.
Stand by with your gator and your cat and your duck. Come in on the flag, and here's best of luck. Give the old amphibs another win. Hit the net, let's go, we're going in.
Stand by with your gator and your cat and your duck. Come in on the flag, and here's best of luck.
Give the old amphibs another win. Hit the net, let's go, we're going in.
Hit the net, let's go, we're going in.
Down to the bottom of the page, fellas. I guess it's time to sign another mail call letter. Tonight's signatures include Bing Crosby, Peggy Ryan, Gary Moore, Lisa Stevens, the Andrews Sisters, the Sportsman's Quartet, and yours truly, Don Wilson. This program is arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
¶¶